Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of February the 1st, 2025, the 3rd of Shevat, 5785. This week's message is entitled, Tangible Darkness, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the people of Israel had light where they lived. People like to explain away the unusual happenings in the Bible. Some of these happenings are easier to explain as natural occurrences than others. Among the 10 plagues, take the locust infestation, for example. While such infestations happen, it was the timing that was unusual. On the other hand, the fly infestation was a little more unusual as it only affected the Egyptians, though I imagine natural causes can be involved when one community doesn't attract flies. The darkness, however, is another story. How could Egypt be thrown into such utter darkness to the extent that the people couldn't see each other while the people of Israel had light? I wish we knew more about the nature of this darkness. From the Torah's description, it sounds as if it was at ground level, something like a dust storm or dense fog. It's probably better that we don't know its exact nature because that would distract us from an important life lesson, which is when the leaders of a community resist the clear directives of God, the result is a penetrating darkness that encompasses all of society. When leaders insist on doing their own thing in their own way for their own benefit, their people begin to behave like a crowd of blind people trying to escape a burning building. When a community is built on lies, everything it produces is tainted and destructive. And because of the all-encompassing darkness, the permeating negatives can't be identified, resulting in further harm. It's not until light is restored that our misguided ways can be seen for what they are. Tragically, the longer we live in darkness, the more resistant we become to the light. Israel's having light while Egypt was thrown into darkness reminds us that those who truly know the God of Israel needn't be affected by the pervading darkness. And yet the nature of the darkness can be intimidating. Out of concern for those groping in the dark, we may tone down the brightness of God's light to avoid harsh reactions. More and more, our community's ideals distract people from life's realities, encouraging them to treat their fantasies as if they are real. We point out a weakness in someone's life philosophy and they get angry at us. Instead of thanking us for illuminating their issues, they blame us for making them uncomfortable. So instead of turning up the light, we tone it down to preserve our relationships. But can a valid, meaningful relationship exist in the dark? Remember, the Messiah said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Unlike the Israelites in Egypt, whom God protected as part of his process of rescuing them, we haven't been called to simply sit in our lighted rooms. Instead, we've been called to head out into the dark as light bearers. It's time to dispel the darkness. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. L'hitra'ot.